world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 8.
I go make bowling. It was too easy.
Why?
Because there was, like, bowling involved in Georgia. He said something about bowling.
Oh, that's perfect.
He said bowling at some point. I was like, boom, achievement unlocked. Don't have to do any work the rest of the day.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. I couldn't pass it up. I tried to, like, work it into some sort of pun or something, but then I was like, no, I can't pass up being able to make this an actual title. So it wasn't like the main theme of the episode. The main theme was getting Joe the World to bleed coins like a damn Scott Pilgrim film, but it was like KO classic Scott Pilgrim. I was really surprised when Michael Cera was actually Joe the World. I was like, whoa, plot twist.
It's like an Asian version of him.
Into the Japanese guy, and then the Japanese guy DN transformed into Scott Pilgrim. It was classic. I couldn't resist.
Yep.
Really couldn't.
So anyway. I love the title. Best title ever.
Catch Gypsy. YOLO. Strawberry. No, I'm just saying things.
Nicholas.
1-800-SLIM. Oh, god damn it. She's the best psychopath character.
Alright, so.
One-up's real. One-ups.
I'm not in a lobby anymore.
No, James.
So that, excuse me.
Where's your giant penis?
Now I'm just dying instead.
I'm a bit peckish.
I don't really know what else is going on. I had fun on my vacation. still dying, apparently. Please hold.
Please hold for death. That sounded morbid.
I got LEGO Star Wars, The Force Awakens LEGO Star Wars. I've only played a tiny, tiny bit, which is unfortunate.
But I've heard it's really good. I mean, I have the demo and I got stuck. I don't know how it happens, but it's me. Like, I got stuck on the third person level. I think I told you this, did I?
Yeah.
Okay, I still don't know what to do. I haven't gone back.
I'm not there yet, so I can't really tell you.
Okay, you'll probably figure it out in 3 seconds. It's probably really obvious.
It's probably,
but
yeah,
in the meantime, I just shot stormtroopers for like 20 minutes, like just continuously. And just kept vomiting stormtroopers at me, and I'm like, yeah. Classic me.
Yeah, this is the life.
Really, it is.
What else is going on? I got my Tosai Geo stuff, the crocodile, the wolf, and the rhino. So that's hanging out. That's being cool. Cube woof.
A woof.
It's majestic. Like, I'm probably just gonna have a really long review of it because I won't shut up about how awesome it is, but it's really honestly the greatest. And then I found the Titanocharge Morpher and the white T-Rex Supercharge Morpher at Walmart, so that was my big victory of the week.
To victory.
Other than that, today I spent most of the day packing for Nationals.
Brian's just a jet setter lately.
Tomorrow afternoon. And that'll be fun, and I'll talk all about that next week. But other than that, I don't really got, anything else. So have at
the nay. Classic Thor. Honestly, it's just basically more or less the same tidbits. Like, I haven't found those morphers yet because, like, I went out venturing to a farther direction today that I haven't gone in a while. I was kind of dreading, and my friend was going to come along and keep me company, and then she ditched me, so I'm like, fuck you. And so I went by myself and found nothing. And I mentioned this on Twitter, and I found that repainted Dino Morpher that's repainted, or Morpher Sword that's repainted like that Morpher. But I can't review it yet, because I kind of want the Morpher. But I found that at my local Walmart, and even though, like, that wasn't a huge victory of, like, if I would have found that first, I wouldn't have gone, it's still annoying when you drive, like, 30 minutes away and then come back and find it, like, 5 minutes away.
Yeah.
Mainly because I was, like, really tired when I left this morning, and I kept thinking, like, how great would it be? Because, like, I had to pass my Walmart to get where I was going. Like, if I just stopped there and found everything and then didn't have to go. But I just, like, said, stop being a bitch and just drive out there. And I should have just been a bitch and found the sword and went home. But so that's all I've found. My Jewel of the World stuff will get here. It might end up at the post office if I'm not here, because I'm about to be staying at my friend's on and off again for a week again to watch their dog and cat and probably kill their plants again. I killed their plants last time. I don't know if I ever mentioned that. I mean, I watered them because she was like, you water them every other day because you don't want to overwater them. So I did that because I was worried about overwatering, and apparently I killed them all. So I'm drowning the sons of bitches. Their whole patio is just going to be a fucking, like, aqua tank when they get back. I saw Finding Dory over the weekend, and it was fun. I didn't like it quite as much as Nemo. I felt like, I don't know, there was just something missing, but it was funny for sure. Baby Dory is kind of like the most adorable thing ever, and I want a movie based off of her, to be honest. Just her talking, just saying cute stuff. I heard that there was like an incident where like that trailer for that animated like wiener food movie
sausage party,
and I love how people are like, "Oh my god, I can't believe that happened!" And apparently Seth Rogen's like, "This made my day," or whatever. I think that's just kind of funny. Other than that, there hasn't been a whole lot. I'm still playing Dishonored. I'm sort of almost-ish done. Apparently, I have, like, 4 levels left, because I, like, had to look something up, and I saw I have, like, 4 levels left. And I've gotten sort of the hang of it, but it's still kind of confusing, because you're benefited by using stealth a lot, but it's in the first person. So, like, my mindset... I've never played a first-person stealth game before. So my mindset really isn't quite there, because there's, like, a bunch of different things you can do stealth-wise that I'm just not seeing. But what I do like is... kind of like something I liked about the last two Assassin's Creed games is there's a bunch of different ways you can tackle assassinations, but I like that it doesn't tell you. Like, that sounds almost like a bad thing, but it's kind of a good thing, because like if I fail and then go some like a different way by accident when I come back, like there's a whole bunch of different avenues you can take, which is kind of neat. So I think I like it enough to get Dishonored 2 when it's on Black Friday sale. I don't like it enough to pay full price yet. Still in Justice League Unlimited, and I just finished Torchwood, which I absolutely loved, and I'm, like, pissed that there's no more to watch, and that it's not coming back because Russell T. Davies decided he wanted to write children's shows because it sort of ended on a cliffhanger. I watched all of The Expanse, and I don't remember any of it. And I finished a book and started a new one, and I hate-watched Star Trek, and that's basically what I've been doing, like, the past few weeks anyway, so I think that's honestly it. I can't think of anything
else. You're watching Star Trek and reading books. You're like the anti-Dawson.
I know. It's like Earth 2 me knocked Earth 1 me out. It's kind of the worst. It's not like I'm really enjoying it that much, though. I mean, the reading, I guess I kind of am. Well, it just takes me a long time. Like, because I get tired super easy. I'll read, like, 2 chapters and then fucking nap. It's like a great sleep agent. I don't know, that sounds like a weird way to say it, but... so it's going to take me a while, because this one's longer. It's deceptive, because it's a tiny book, and it looks like it's about the length of the last one I read, but it's a lot longer, so it's going to take me a while. I don't remember if I mentioned it last week that I finished the book, but right after I finished it, I looked it up out of curiosity, because like, the sequel just came out, which I guess I'll read after this one, but they're making a TV show about it. So I just wasted all those hours reading that book when I could have waited for the TV show. Thanks, Obama. Had to get one last jab in, did you? that'll actually be kind of neat to see the TV show, and then I can be like one of those snobs that's like, oh, it's not true to the source material. Fuck those guys. But yeah,
so much better.
It's just so much better when you can't see anything. I don't understand it. Like, when I like a book, I don't mind reading, but I was having a discussion with my friend about how she likes reading so much more, and like, I just don't get it. Like, when you watch TV or like a movie or something good, there's like, you can see the performances and like the cinematography and then like the music and the score, and you just don't get that from a book. It like although I have to say it was kind of funny that book I read at the end had a track list. I didn't see it till I was like almost done, and I kept forgetting to put a song on, but it was kind of cool. Why am I even talking about books? I feel dirty.
Such filth.
I mean, for real, it's like watching a VHS tape. It's like an outdated technology, to be honest with you. Really. And why do digital versions have to come out so much earlier? I want to watch the extended take of Batman vs. Superman now. I'm like an old folkie that wants my physical version to last me when the apocalypse comes. It's going to be me, a shotgun, and a dog, and my copy of Batman vs. Superman. So, like, it just annoys me. Like, you know the movie's ready. Why can't we just have the disc now? It pisses me off now because I really want to see the extended edition, and it pissed me off with The Force Awakens when I drove to Target to go pick it up, and it was a digital day.
That's pretty funny, though, let's be honest.
That was the only time I've ever done it. I think it was because I was so excited about Star Wars, and they kept showing the ads, and, like, all I would hear was and see the date, and it was like a brainwashing. But, like, I wasn't listening to anything else they were saying. I was just hearing the music and, you know, seeing the date. Occasionally, like, Matt's thumbs up would show up in my head. I looked over the character list, and I didn't see Matt on the Lego game, and I was kind of disappointed.
That's dumb.
They failed this city. But I think that's it. I think I'm tapped out. Basically, I'm just watching things and reading things and napping. Napping.
Lots of napping. I'm with you there. Yeah. I reached that old point to where
I sleep so little, I get tired so easily. Like I said, my friends read books so fast, and I'll read three chapters, and I'll just like be napping like an old man. It's kind of amazing, honestly. Except when you get the sleep paralysis, and then you're sure that's the time that you're paralyzed forever, and you just start thinking about how your life's over, and then you wake up. It's kind of traumatic, honestly.
Sounds devastating.
But yeah, I guess it's time now for the news, which doesn't have a jingle still.
Still.
Gotta get on that, Jingle Writers, aka Brian.
I'll think about it.
We do have little tidbits this week of news.
Little tidbits.
I don't know where to start. I guess there's some more like pictures showing up of some of the legacy figures. There was it In Space Red, Yellow, and then 3 MMPRs, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the rest of the MMPRs sans Yellow, and then In Space Yellow and In Space Red.
And the In Space ones look really cool.
They do.
I was really excited when I saw him, because like Raz was tweeting the pictures out, and like his tweets were just pictures with no text, and like on my phone it just says like it just shows a link for the picture, so you can't see what it is, so you click on it. And I was like, In Space! And I was like getting ready to see more In Space people, and I click on the third one, it was MMPR, and I was like, ugh. I mean they don't look bad, but it was just like I was excited for like more In Space. And this is like the third version of the MMPR figures I'm getting in like a year. If you count like these legacy ones that like showed up in Zombie Trini Armies, and then the figure arts, and then like the fourth version if you count the ones that came in the legacy line, or the not legacy, the Super Mega Force line, and these. But they all look good. Like I'm really excited for the In Space ones, mainly because all they have is like the old and busted muscly figures.
Yeah, they definitely look really good.
And they don't have voice features because they were given to the Galaxy Rangers. It's the In Space voices, seriously. It's kind of funny. But so yeah, that's kind of neat. I'm looking forward to seeing those figures in person in general.
I think Yellow, MMPR Yellow rather, will get released in some fashion in one of the two waves. We just haven't seen it yet. Because I thought I remember them saying like the first wave of figures was like the what we saw, and then
it
said like one extra MMPR Ranger or something like that.
Maybe so. It'll be Trini. Corpse. Just so offensive. Just so offensive. I kind of wish they would just... A wave was just a season. I kind of wish they would just do that.
It would make more sense. Like, I like variety, but... Like, I would rather just, like... Just sell them in sets.
It would be easier. Like... Or even just the waves, and you don't even have to do, like, as much as I'm a stickler for, like, I like the legacy line to be going in order, like, just, I don't even care if they go out of order, like, do wave one as MMPR and wave two as Ninja Storm, but just do everybody, just, especially, inevitably, when they stop making the line, what teams are going to be left Frankensteined?
Yeah.
I want them to finish Ninja Storm, and by finish Ninja Storm, I mean give us a green samurai figure, because the poor figure arts... like are just crying waiting for Cam. Just come on. Like, I know Sentai figure arts are dead, but they just left some hanging, like the three Overdrive Rangers and the Ninja Storm Rangers and everyone else. But yeah, it's just kind of awkward, but they look good and I'm excited to see them. I guess in the same realm of news, after Brian summoned them, Bandai announced their Comic-Con exclusives. That was, like, uncanny timing. Like, that was
it was
classic.
Hilarious, because I was just sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, when did the last ones get announced? And it was, like, early June. I'm like, they're fucking late. And so, like, I typed in the address, and it didn't load anything. I'm like, are they even fucking doing it this year? I mean, like, what is this? But, they definitely are, and like it was just my ability to do stuff like that is really strange.
I mean, I still think the top tier is naming the next Kamen Rider as O's, but still. The exclusives are a black and gold edition of the Blade Blaster, a clear version of the like new Legacy red figure, and then a movie version of like the I forget whether they're not pop vinyls. They're something else vinyls.
Tokyo vinyls, I think.
Yeah, Tokyo vinyls. There we go. Which basically honestly looks the same. It just kind of armory. Like, yeah. I like the idea. I just wish they looked more different. And I'm honestly surprised they didn't go for the easy Green Ranger Shield red instead of a clear red, which is just kind of really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have even liked or been more like inclined to go after it later if they made like a metallic version or something. Like the clear version just is such a like bargain basement type thing.
I don't like clear toys anyway.
Yeah, because it always reminds me now more recently of like the clear ones from all the Ranger key sets. I'm just tired of seeing it. I like the Blade Blaster though. Like, I don't think I'm gonna go hunt it down right away like I did with Saba, but maybe if I find a good price later, like, and I don't get, there's like so many people that are like, oh, it's so ugly, I'm gonna vomit. How does the black and gold
it's
color
so
scheme not
pretty.
Look cool?
Fuck like, you guys.
Like, even in Japan has been using that as the special edition for their Zords forever. Like, I get it when we have really weird repaints, or even like the Dragon Dagger was kind of weird. It kind of looked like when I'm messing around in Photoshop or something and like you invert it funny, but like the black and gold like repaint of like Saba and this I think look really cool. I love that color scheme. That's why I'm so into the special edition Megazords and stuff, so I don't get that. So I'll probably try to track it down later. It's not like as cool as Saba, but it's still pretty cool. I'm surprised we didn't get some sort of Dino Charge set, like a ninja version or something. I don't know. I may be more curious, honestly, how we're going to handle the ninja disc things, whatever, from shurikens, and, like, disc, and, like, depending on how we handle them, if we'll get some sort of special edition-y set next year.
Yeah, I'm
adding a lot of lies to things. It makes me sound smarter. But, yeah, that was that.
Like, I'm just relieved there's nothing I, like, really want.
Yeah.
Because, like, if they did Dino Chargers or something, I would have probably wanted to go after them, but, with it being just, like, an item and then two figures and stuff. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I feel like it would probably piss people off because it's a real thing, but given that, like, we're doing the black and gold repaints, I could totally see next year's being, like, the Gold Rangers Xeonizer, or Gold Rangers Communicator, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, like, that color. I mean, even though we might not be at Zeo yet, maybe even if they did a version of that, like, it could be, like, the pseudo-sequel to when the Green Ranger Morph was an exclusive.
That'd be kind of cool, in a weird, like, to get it early, just in case they don't actually want to fill a product slot with it once Zeo rolls around.
Yeah.
So they have that option to Comic-Con it early, just doing all a black edition. It would probably be the same thing. Unless they colored the communicator black with gold bands.
Yeah, like it was just all inverted. It's just, that would be funny. Like, it's a good idea. I mean, because I was trying to think a while back. It was quite a while before I even thought about the exclusives more recently, but like what they were going to do, because they've been having a legacy repaint. And I totally spaced on the Blade Blaster, because I kept thinking, like, we haven't done any Zords, and all we have is the communicator, and that just came out. I completely spaced on the Blade Blaster existing. So it kind of makes sense.
And what kind of pisses me off, though?
What?
That the Dragon Dagger repaint was so god-awful.
Because it could have been a cool black gold version.
It could have been a cool black and gold version, yeah.
Yeah. It does seem weird. Like I said, it was weird. Like, that one I totally get. It was really weird. It almost looked like a factory misprint. Because I really dig those black and gold color schemes, and that it really could have been cool. It could have been something special.
It could have been something special.
You could have been so much more. Tenant accent. Just pretend I said that to have a tenant accent instead of sounding like some sort of debutante or something. I don't even know what I'm doing today. What else we got? We're going to see the movie toys at Comic-Con. Announcement of an announcement.
Heck yeah. All them announcements.
There's going to be a panel at Morphicon to, like, no one's surprise. Comic-Con, sorry. Morphicon still has the same people.
Well, they're not going to do anything.
Morphicon just has, like, the same cast now. Like, they just have a steady, like, cast of people, like a TV show. It's, like, the same 17 people.
Like, I was talking to George about it. Like, it's really bad, because... Like, I want to get, if he's not too much money, I want to get Paul Freeman's autograph, because Avenues is awesome. And what's his face from Die Ranger, because I liked Die Ranger, even though it was ended really weird.
Yeah.
That's my two excitements of the show so far. I'm like, well, this is going to be a pretty cheap trip.
That's kind of like what it was. Last year I started to realize that there was only a handful of people, because they just keep having the same people with, like, a small handful of people they haven't had before. Like, if I were to go this year, I'm not really that interested in meeting much of the Dino Charge cast, honestly. I feel like the movie cast might be there, but, like, I don't care about meeting them now, but I feel like I might later, so I can't speak to that, but they need to, like, get some more variety going. They still got time, but still... It's, like, never exciting when Morphicon comes out with that thing that says new guest announcement, and it's the same tweet 7 times, and you have to click on it. And then it's, like, the same 6 people you've already seen. Like, big surprise.
And the Super Megaforce cast, because I got ripped out of meeting them. Oh, yeah. Time.
I mean, I still could try to meet Niji sometime. He keeps refusing me. I never did get to meet Steven Skylar. Like, that day, I remember that last day. I'm never going to get to meet him. Well, that's morbid. Well, no, I'm leaving tomorrow. Never going to get to meet him. I'm going to kill myself right now. Why did he kill himself? Because he didn't get to meet Steven Skylar. What? But yeah, they need to peep on some more homeboys is what they need to do. Classic Morphicon.
Meet the homegirl.
I've never heard that before, seriously. It's like, not the homeboy or homegirl, but like the peep on. What the hell does that mean? I've only heard like a peeping Tom. Is that what they're trying to imply? I don't know. But they need to get on that. I am kind of curious what the Morphicon exclusive will be. Probably some sort of Charger nonsense.
Nonsense.
Nonsense. I think that's it for PRE-related news, because the Licensing Expo honestly didn't have anything exciting. Just the traditional Sentai footage teaser. It used to be more exciting before they announced it a million years before.
Mm-hmm. we got some ghost scans of stuff.
I was kind of talking about things, leading things I knew, because I didn't read anything about these. I just saw the pictures.
It's all movie-related stuff, and everyone's like, oh, it's not show stuff, it's all movie stuff. The bathrobe guy, I don't remember what his fucking name is.
I didn't even see his name, I just saw the picture, the dude in the giant robe with, like, it almost looks like go-go pants or something, because it's so separated. He's spreading his legs so wide, it sounded.
But, nope. Yeah, bathrobe man is, like, supposed to be, like, the main villain of the movie. So,
makes sense.
We'll see what happens there. There's more of Dark Ghost, Napoleon, and then Boost Ghost.
Boost!
using Darwin and...
That was a boost upgrade because I'm an idiot.
The Necroms are all going to transform into one coat for whatever reason.
That sounds so exciting. Put it that way.
They're all going to transform into one coat. But, yeah, so that's going to happen. Alon's sister is going to be a pink Dark Necrom, which I think is still in the movie. I think that's still a movie thing. I'm not really sure. But that's happening. What else was there? I think that was it for Ghosts. Like, whatever. It's stuff. I don't care.
There's a bunch of random nonsense popping up, honestly.
But we got pictures, finally, of Kamen Rider Mock Chaser and Kamen Rider Heart.
It's not pretty, and guys.
Both are terrifying.
Brian can't even find the words. I mean, I think Heart's definitely worse than Mock Chaser, but yeah, they're not very pretty.
It's really bad. Like, Heart is just, for those that haven't seen it and are like living under a rock or whatever, Heart is the Trideron suit with a awful helmet. Like, they took Heart's monster head and kind of like flattened it and tried to like make it look like a Kamen Rider without putting a whole lot of effort into it, and slapped that on the Trideron body, and then gave him new shoulder pads and like this loincloth thing. I said, there we go, we did it, guys, good job.
It looks like a bad fan drawing, honestly. Like, yeah, if you were to see like a competently done drawing but the design's not very good, that's what it looks like. What is this? Oh, Jesus Christ, sorry.
Some tiny highway bad going on over there.
Oh, sorry, I'm moving in a second. I'm moving.
The highway doesn't like Kamen Rider Heart.
God damn it. Okay. I was like, there was stuff falling over and I had to fix it. Okay. Yes, it's not very pretty. And Heart is just, you know what it is? It looks like Heart if he was in an accident and he was unrecognizable. Like, if Heart was like, hey, let me try on a Kamen Rider suit, and then he got in a car accident and it got smushed into his face. That's what it looks like.
That's an accurate representation. And, like, Mock Chaser is basically if you took Chaser Mock and, like, emphasized the eyes inside of his helmet and then made his color scheme look like the Mock Driver. That's essentially what it is.
And what is this supposed to be for? I mean, I know it's for the movie, but I mean, like, why does this form exist of Mock Chaser?
Because they wanted to give him a new form.
Oh, okay. So it's not something at least semi-cool looking like Shit, I'm having a hard time remembering the name of what Yellow Axel really was. Banana Axel.
Right.
What was it? Do you remember what it was? I'm trying to remember it now.
Booster. Axel Booster.
Oh. Booster!
Booster!
Nobody likes you, Boosto. Ghosto. Yeah, because I still wonder if, like, originally was just going to be a Yellow Axel. I don't know. But, like, that's the last thing I can think of. There might be something else in between that I'm blanking on. But, yeah, it's... Because sometimes I like when they come back and they give us a cool new form, but I don't like either of these.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, Mach Chaser's okay, but I don't really care for it. When I see the full suit, maybe, but it kind of looks like a weird bad Masked Rider Super Blue.
Yeah, it kind of does, yeah.
It's got the same colors going on.
Like, if you were to do that, like, software where you have two people and see what their baby would look like, it's like Mach and that. And, like, I think I mentioned to you before the call, like, I don't know if Heart needed to have a rider form, but, like, it's kind of a cool idea, and if they were going to go for it, they could have gone for a way cooler design.
Like, I don't mind that he has a rider form, because it's kind of like his... Sort of like what Chaser had with a redemption, because, like, Heart was basically a good guy by the end of the show.
Yeah.
And so I like the idea... It's just that I feel like, with Heart being, like, one of my favorite characters in Drive, I feel like he deserved a lot better.
Yeah.
Than, like, parts of his monster suit with parts of the Tridoron suit with an awful helmet.
Yeah.
So, it's like the worst helmet I'm a little bitter about it. like, so that's where I'm at with that, but...
I can't think of an uglier helmet in Kamen Rider, honestly.
Like, it's really bad. Like, I can see the elements of his monster form in the helmet, but it doesn't do it for me because they made it look awful. But, oh well.
I mean, I know that Chaser was kind of a different case, but he didn't really have... Well, did he have elements of his monster form? Was Chaser his monster form? Original Chaser?
Technically, no.
Because I thought it was just, like, a mutated version of the Drive system.
Yeah, that was basically what it was.
So I would have gone for something that was, like... That didn't really incorporate his monster design, but just subtly hinted at it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Chaser's was, like... It was just kind of a really sleek and basic-looking suit that sort of had hints of what he looked like as Chaser. That's what I would have gone for. It could have been actually pretty cool. Silence, as I mute to a giant ship.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it for, like, Toku-related stuff.
That awesome Dangun, like, catcher is up for pre-order.
That happened, like, right after we talked about stuff last week.
Yeah, I know.
It's just basically
going, oh, it's a repaint, and then they had to go and remold it.
Yeah, they're like, hey, look, there's a slot at the end to stick your eye in. Boom, lawyered. That sounded. In, like, non-Toku related tidbits, we got, like, some more official promo images, I guess you'd call it, of Ben 10 and stuff. Which is kind of stuff I'd seen before, but, like, this is the first time I think that it's been, like, officially looked at instead of, like, random images people have found, and it's basically, like, the same, more or less the same lineup as the original 10 with some differences. Like, Cannonbolt's in there in the main 10. There's a new guy called, I think it's, like, it's not Water Hazard. It's Overflow. That's what it is. And,
it's Water Hazard with, like, a new name.
Yeah, basically. Kind of like Fast Track and Accelerate. And Stinkfly's got, like, a humanoid form, which, like... I don't hate the look of it, but I feel it could have just been reworked into a new alien altogether.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I like it, I just don't like it as Stinkfly.
Yeah, like, I feel like they're kind of going for more humanoid-y stuff, because, like, I think I see Wildvine in, like, the I think it was like the corner right. He looks a little bit more humanoid. Like, I think he has regular legs or something. So I guess they kind of like that more. But like those little choices with standing, I think the animation looks pretty good. I kind of like it. I'm not too mad at it or anything. I'm not having an extreme reaction. Like, yeah. At this point, like, I'm excited for it to come back. I'm just a little bit worried about it being a Teen Titans Go version.
The the design of Ben, I don't mind the design. I think the pose and face that they drew for the production sample art thing looks really goofy.
Yeah.
But, like, the aliens and stuff, I dig the designs and the look of the aliens just fine, so I dig it. We'll see how it works. Figure.
Yeah, like, I'm just hoping it's not
excuse me.
Teen Titans Go-ish thing. I'm just slightly worried about that, but I'm, like, excited for it to be back because toys and... I kind of generally miss, like, the vibe of the show.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking forward to... Like, obviously, it's just starting, so it's kind of early to talk about it, but, like, looking forward to seeing what new aliens they come out with. Sorry. And, like, whoever else they might redesign, because that was one neat thing about Omniverse, was seeing what they decided to do for redesigns, except for poor Jetray.
Jeffrey.
They seem to be going pretty nostalgic, though, for this one, which is funny, because it was just 2005. Like, settle down. But yeah, so that was a thing. At like the Toei booth or whatever, they announced we're actually doing a tri-dub, which surprises me immensely. I didn't think we were gonna get it.
I know, I didn't think we were gonna get it either, but either from what I understand, like, it's not like Saban related at all. It's entirely Toei doing it. So that's great. I don't know if Saban just sold off Digimon or what they're doing. I don't really know or care. All I know is that they're getting competent people to make this movie. And according to Jeff Nimoy, the voice of several Digimon characters, but he's coming back as Tentomon, and they got the actress that played Patamon back. And he said that they're recasting most of the human characters, but they're trying to get back most of the Digimon voices, which makes sense because people age, Digimon don't.
Well,
so but there's that.
I still wonder why. Oh shit! Because they still voice their older versions in Adventure 2, and also their adult versions. Like, I'm not mad because I'm just glad we're getting a dub, but I was just kind of looking forward to hearing the human voices.
I think it has a lot to do with a portion of them not doing voice acting anymore.
Yeah, I think you told me Ty's actor quit. Like,
Ty's actor quit, so if they bring anyone
Ty
back...
Ty quits, everyone quits.
It'll be the Ty that they used for the later movies. And... I don't remember the other, like, voice actors off the top of my head. No, I'm kind of confused. Like, this is where Chris is probably, like, yelling at me, going, you should know, because he's...
Bloody hell! You know how Chris do it, you know?
Chris is just Gordon Ramsay.
Bollocks! but, like, I'm just happy that they were doing it. Like, I would love for it to be as much as the original cast as we could get. And I hope that, like, we have some sort of our own score, whether we, like, reuse anything or come up with, like, any new versions. I don't know if they're going to go that far to do any new scoring. But, like, I'm just happy we're getting it, and honestly pretty surprised, because there is definitely, like, a nostalgia I see around for Digimon, but it's not, like, on the level of, like, the original Pokemon or Power Rangers or, like, any 80s cartoon. So, like, and after Fusion didn't do well, I was just thinking, like, I know there's kind of a market for season one nostalgia, but I didn't think it was that much that we would ever get try here. Especially in theaters. Even though it's like one of those limited release thingies. I figured
hope there's a showing around me, because I told him I want to go see it in a theater. That'd be really cool.
I know. But like, I figured if anything, we would get maybe some sort of special TV airing or like a streaming an eventual DVD, but I didn't see the theater thing coming at all. So I'm pretty happy about that, because now I get to watch it, because I was being a real stubborn dick about not watching it in Japanese. And, like, at that, I didn't see a whole lot of details, and I looked it up after I saw the news and couldn't find much. I should probably look up more later, but apparently at the same booth there was talk about a dub of Dragon Ball Super, but, like, I don't know if it has anything to do with Funimation, so I don't know what's going on. I hope with that one I care more about us getting the proper voice actors back, at least for a few key characters, because, like, I can't picture, like, Sean Skimmel not being Goku and, like, not having a regular Vegeta.
Why would it not be through Funimation?
I'm not sure. That's what I heard, that someone told me on Twitter. Like, I don't know anything other than in that same thing I read on HJ Who, like, Digimon and Dragon Ball. Like, because I was shocked about Digimon, and I was happy to see Dragon Ball, but I'm not shocked. It's just weird how long it took, because the movies did so well here that I couldn't figure out what kind of nonsense was going on behind the scenes that we hadn't gotten Super yet. So I don't know what's going on about, like, who's going to be producing it and who's going to be voicing it, but I'm hoping it's people I know, and I'm just glad that stuff's finally happening, because even though it sounds like dumb and cool at the same time, the Trunks and the Black Goku stuff, but, like, it's starting to get some stuff I'm interested in, and I'm like, come on, I want to be able to watch it. Because, like, if I had to, absolutely had to, I might have caved at some point before I died and watched Try with Japanese, but I cannot watch Japanese Dragon Ball. It's god awful.
Like, I watched Try in Japanese just fine, but I don't think I could do Super.
But, like, that one just really wasn't in question. It was just a matter of one, and just I didn't know why they're dragging their feet, but I'm happy they're doing
and,
it.
Like, I looked at Chris Sabat's Twitter profile, and he's been trying to update people on the status of Super. And it says, Dragon Ball Super US dub status equals wait for it. It used to say unknown, so I think that's a good sign.
Finally, some progress.
We upgraded from unknown to wait for it, so. But yeah, I can't imagine it not being Funimation. But
yeah, because they did the movies.
Yeah.
And they did well, and, like, if they hadn't done the movies and we hadn't gotten anything since GT ended, it wouldn't seem so weird, but the fact that they came back and did those movies and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever do a dub for that one weird movie that came out before?
I don't think so.
Battle of the Gods with, like, Vegeta's brother and nonsense?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, because I definitely want to check it out. Like, I've been keeping up with, like, the stuff that's happening. I know most of it's been rehash of the movies.
Yeah.
And like you said, as goofy as the Black Goku stuff going on right now is, like, I really like Trunks, so I want to see him come back. And I love, slight spoiler alert, but I love the fact that they talked about, like, Boo's resurrection in his timeline. That was a really cool thing. That,
yeah,
well, not resurrection, but yeah.
I think that they did a weird, I don't even remember it was like a semi storyline in it in one of the PSP Budokai games.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that always left me curious, because, like, Future Trunks' storyline is probably my favorite in Dragon Ball, and so I'm excited they're doing stuff with it. I am kind of confused, though, because I remember when it was announced, like, the series, and they talked about how they were going to rehash through the movies. But then, didn't it talk about they were going to travel to an alternate dimension?
Yeah, I think
Wasn't
so.
Wasn't that the initial premise? So did they just drop that?
I don't know.
Because, like, I loosely keep up with what's going on, and then these people tweeting about it that I know that watch it, and they're like, oh, rehash, 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 shitty animation, screen grab. And then all of a sudden it's like Black Goku and Trunks. I'm like, wait, what happened to them going to Earth 2? I figured it was going to be just like Welcome to Earth 2, but with, like, Goku and Vegeta instead of Barry and Cisco, like, taking the picture in front of the sign, you know, all that jazz. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm glad that the stuff on that, both of those are finally getting rolling, because I'm looking forward to seeing both of them. And, oops, I think that's it that I can think of for anything we're interested in.
I believe so.
Yep. All right. I guess now it's time for
superhero time.
With just one again, because apparently Georgia just takes it out of him.
We're back to the grind.
Yeah, there's no ghost again. So we were there for a week. Oh, we made it.
It's funny, because I was linked to generic Kamen Rider thread on 4chan or whatever. Because a stupid picture or whatever was linked. So I was flipping through it real quick, and it was just a bunch of people bitching about how they hate Geodra, and they get really pissed at Overtime because they prioritize Geodra over Ghost. And except, they're phrasing it really funny, as if Ghost is some miraculous show that's amazing. And it's they need to prioritize the clearly superior show.
Well, that's funny, and it's given it's a free service, I tend to try not to get too persnickety about it, but it just is a really funny drought. All of a sudden. Because there's been weeks they've been off, but this is, consistent now. I can't remember a time in a while it's been like this. Not drought, I guess.
If I remember correctly, it has to do with the personal schedule of the main translator for a Ghost.
Oh, okay.
So, I understand it, but it's still disappointing.
Yeah. It's just, a weirdly long, consistent pocket. Because it's, maybe 2 weeks at a time before? I don't know. It is just kind of funny. It reminds me of back when we were really stubborn about doing TVN's releases, and so we were always a week behind talking about it. But,
those were the days.
It's annoying, but then there's times where I'm cutting it close and having to watch stuff, and it's kind of a relief. Where I'm oh man, it's Wednesday, I have to do all these things, but I have to watch the shows, and then there's only one 20-minute show to watch, and it's kind of a relief. But so yeah, it was just Geodra, and it was a pretty good episode.
It was.
I mentioned
in
the beginning
nice.
the spot. I almost said Spot Pilgrim, Scott Pilgrim-esque stuff that reminded me of when he got the coins knocked out of him.
It was another situation where the monster of the day was very tacked on.
Yeah.
But given the premise
they
of
drew
the show,
to it too.
given the premise of the show, they have to do it. Because one, it's Sentai, that's what they do. And two, the villains are playing a game with these soldiers.
Yeah.
So they can't not have the soldier, otherwise they're not playing the game. And they can't use Geo the World because he's a player helper in their game. So based on the entire premise they set up, they had to do it. So they go make bowling.
Catch Gypsy. He cry. It's so funny.
The fucking effect they used when he got the strike and everyone went flying was fucking great. They were all blasting off again.
And I like how last week was the gimmick was the monster was calling out the world to, scare the Geodras. And this week it was the world knocking him out of the way. I did like the episode, but I still am annoyed at how quick we're wrapping up him as evil.
Oh, yeah.
Because I mentioned before, we haven't done Evil Rangers in a while. And I think having that for a longer period of time, it really shakes up the dynamic. And I think the idea of having the villains have a ranger on their side for a while was cool.
I understand the fact that they need to have the sixth ranger and they need to push all this merchandise. Make two of them? Make one
two
good
Joe
and make
world?
One bad?
Fucking White Ranger style from Dino Thunder?
Well, no. Make completely different things. But I'm saying, make a sixth ranger that's a formal sixth ranger. Or what would have been really cool is instead of having, Geo of the World have, the three, the three
trained
powers
gimmick.
At one time, have like a trio of characters and have one defect and the other two stay bad, or have a duo and one defect and one stay bad, just so you can still have that evil ranger element.
Yeah.
But still have your traditional six ranger to sell your merchandise.
Oh, is you saying that kids aren't going to want it if they're evil? What are the evil kids going to want to buy?
Well, no, I'm not necessarily saying that either. I'm saying, like...
Oh, like the combinations and stuff?
Yeah, you need to make another toy to have combined with all the other toys. You can make an evil robot. They did it with Wolkaiser, and it sold just fine. Mm-hmm. You can make an evil robot, just it won't combine with all the other robots because it's the evil robot. Or it can combine just in a limited fashion like Wolkaiser did, because Wolkaiser's awesome. But that's a topic for a different day.
Yeah.
But yeah, just do something like that. Like, have a good guy Six Ranger to do all your cool combinations
with. It's like a meme. Good guy Six Ranger.
Have a bad guy Six Ranger.
Come back Six Ranger.
To do cool plot stuff with. It works. Just do that. Hire me.
Like, can it not be enough for kids to buy the Megazord to form itself, and then they know that it's going to combine and just do it by yourselves, but just wait. Just wait for it. It'll happen. I know it's a spoiler. Are they like that too over there?
Wait, what?
Like, you know, if they buy the toy, because you can buy the toy right now and know that it combines with all of them, but it hasn't happened on the show yet. So, like, the Japanese forum's blowing up about it being a spoiler.
Oh, probably. They buy magazines that have spoilers in them.
Yeah.
Japan eats that shit alive.
But, like, I know why it has to exist for toy reasons, but, I mean, one of the main reasons is because I love the dynamic of the Sixth Ranger being evil, but I'm also worried about once he turns to Juodra going back and being boring again. Because this really, like, you know, it put a shot in its ass. And it's been good the last few weeks, and I've been looking forward to watching it again like I was in the first few weeks of the show. But, like, I'm worried that once he's good, we'll settle into comfortability of mediocrity again, especially at this time of year, because, like, summer is usually the really boring time of year for Sentai.
Oh, God, so, like, that's when we had all those stupid summer festival episodes of Ninja.
Oh, and I remember Shinkenger just being absolutely a snooze fest during the summer. So, I'm kind of worried about that. As much as I did like the episode, and it seems so quick too with the plot.
Mm-hmm.
It also doesn't help that I just watched Wild Force for Zanaku lasted a while.
Yeah. It was a typical thing with, oh, believe in me, friendship. Well, not really friendship, but more of, like, the hope and believe and positivity.
Just believe. You just said a bunch of buzzwords at him.
It was reverse Winter Soldier.
He's like, I don't really know you, but I'm sure you're not that bad a dude. And he was like, you're right. And then coins just vomited out of him. That's actually very accurate.
You're right.
And honestly, I still think the world's a stupid name.
It is. It's an awful name.
I don't get it. Why do they call him that?
I don't know, because Genius thought, like, he was... But there was a funny tweet I saw. And I'm trying to remember the actual context behind it and who was saying what. But it was, like, Naria coming in to, like, a meeting with Genis, and he was already talking, and so she goes, like, we need to come up with a name for this new player, and he was in the middle of a sentence, like, trying to take over, and he just shouted the world, and she goes, oh, okay, and then turns around. It was something like that. It was really funny. It was funnier than I'm making it out to be, because I can't retell jokes I don't remember, but it was great. Like, it's still a stupid fuck name, like, which is a shame, because he's got one of the coolest suits ever, but...
Like, I wish that the second mecha thing wasn't called, like, Wild Jewel or Jewel Wild or whatever, so they could just call him, like, Wild, like, Jewel Wild or something. Like, because he needs something that encompasses the fact that he's more than one animal.
I just hate the fact that there's the in there. Yeah, I'd be fine with Geo really, World, to be honest.
Well, it's just really weird. And, like, it's weirder when they're not calling him Geo of the World, because it's just the world. And, like, there was a scene in this episode where the subtitle said, "Do you think we can save the world?" Like, what do you think we've been trying to do, buddy? No, I'm talking about the guy. Oh, okay. Like, it's one of the weirdest Six Ranger names I've ever encountered.
Yeah. Like, the first portion of, like, this episode where they just kept saying the world, like you just said, it was...
And they're basically
we need to save the world! Well, yeah.
And the way they say it, too, also, was like, they're basically saying the Waldo. The Waldo. Like, Waldo. Duo the Waldo.
Where's Waldo?
Classic Dustin. That's what it's going to be. Dustin confirmed for the Duodra adaption. We're going to skip it because kids don't like shapes. That's nonsense. The first thing you always get when you're a kid is that puzzle where you have to fit shapes through a hole. That's basically the prequel.
Aerosol confirmed it. Shapes are fun.
Exactly. Shapes are fun. Shapes are still fun. But I don't have a whole lot else to say about the episode other than I liked it. I just wish we weren't going through this stuff so fast.
I at least hope there's a decent payoff.
Yeah. I mean, once he turns good, the show remains not boring.
Yeah.
At least his suit's cool.
His robot's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. I like it in this show. I wish that the toy didn't have that weird backing on his head.
Oh.
Like, why? Why this? I'm sure it has something to do with engineering, but fix your engineering, sir.
Like, on the combined robot or Tosai?
Yeah. The combined, yeah. Like, the main robot. Like, his robot without anybody else.
Oh.
Like, in the show, he doesn't have...
Less just because his head's embedded into the wolf.
Like, it's... Like, but in the show, it's like a head by itself.
Well, yeah, because like, it's a suit. They're allowed to do things.
Yeah, just... Do magic! Just... That didn't help. Saying do magic didn't fix anything.
Just do magic.
Like, I wish they could have engineered it better. So that it could at least give a better illusion instead of it just looking like a face on a giant wall.
You're asking so much.
It really is. It's too much. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And since Ghost wasn't on this week... We'll be talking about next week, I think. We could honestly, given the fact that we're often left without a ghost to talk about, we could watch one of these movies we need to be watching at any time.
Yeah, I keep forgetting, and, like, I get really lazy.
Yeah, so do I.
And go, what should I do? I could watch the Chaser movie, or I could sit here. Let's sit here.
Sitting is my favorite pastime activity.
Let's watch this instead. Let's play this instead. So, it never gets done. It's why I'm still not done with Amazons.
Yeah. I'm like, I like Amazons a lot. I'll probably have to wait until they get back, because I like to watch it on the big screen. I don't want to have to bring my computer down there all the time. So the iPad, I can just cast shit left and right, but I can't cast my streaming site. I'm trying to navigate it on an Xbox browser is a pain in the ass. Okay. I guess now it's time for...
Ramble time. Want to call it that?
Is it, though? Is it really?
Is it?
It's just Pokemon, to be honest. And I basically earshotted it because it was the first part of the not Grand Festival Grand Festival, right?
Yeah.
So...
And we got to see Shauna and that fat
Shauna!
Chick and that blue-haired chick, and they're like, oh, we're all rivals. And then two of them lost.
Like, because I barely remember it, because I just earshotted it. And I should have paid more attention, because these are at least more entertaining than the filler episode of the week, but every time these episodes come up, I just wonder why they didn't just do contests again. Especially with the fact that they did Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
And it's funny because it is honestly the same exact thing.
Except you don't have the cool contest battles.
Yeah, contest battles were where it's at. Like, that was, like the coolest shit.
Contest battles were, like, how battles almost should have worked in the anime since the beginning. I mean, I guess without the appealing part, but like with the meter and stuff, it was just kind of a really cool, like, cooler way of battling, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, since Black and White didn't have it, I get why they didn't include it. Even though I'm totally... Since the anime is just a giant recycled business anyway. So I don't care if they would just do contests forever because it gives me something else to watch besides filler. But anyway. Black and White, I got it. And we didn't have contests in Kalos, but they had to have known they were doing Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. And they usually incorporate elements to pimp it out. Have they done anything with that? Now that I'm thinking about it. Have they done anything to, like, pimp out Generation 3 stuff?
No.
What did they do?
Not even in the slightest.
Because we did, like... We put Battle Frontier in... Bladder Frontier. The Bladder Frontier Pokemon!
It's just where you go and you have competitions on how long you can hold your pee.
It's a literal pissing contest. But, like, we did Battle Frontier.
Shoot.
Oh, man. This is the best Pokemon discussion. But, like, so we put Battle Frontier in Kanto and did, like, the Kanto contests, and I think we brought in, like, Liara or something, and, like, Misty, fucking A. Mei got, like, Squirtle. So we did, like, all this Kanto-y stuff, and then wasn't it we brought in some characters that represented Johto? Oh, fuck, I almost dropped my chips. And, like, so we kind of always did stuff like that, so I'm surprised we didn't do anything like that for Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. Like, I was surprised that they didn't do contests because of that, and that we never brought back Mei wearing her green outfit from Emerald, or in her new outfit from the,
Yeah, I was going to say, Ruby. Her Emerald outfit was used in Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But yeah, she could have been in her Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
So, like, there's a lot of missed opportunities there, which is kind of unfortunate. And kind of funny because they ended up bringing back Dawn in Black and White, which was a series that largely ignored its previous stuff. But this one, they didn't start ignoring its previous stuff at the beginning, but then we didn't do anything. It could have made it more entertaining, especially since it's the only show in Ramble Time right now. For real. Somebody watch 12 Monkeys and Game of Thrones. Just watch all of Game of Thrones in like 5 minutes. It'll be fine.
I make no promises because I can't.
I go make Thrones.
I TV really bad. Like, if you were to grade me based on how well I watch TV, I would probably fail.
I would be, like, on a roll of TV. It's like my life. The TV is my only friend. Yeah, because there's really, like, nothing on. Like, for real. Like, this is, like, the second week where we've actually run into, like, nothing else being on to talk about. And, like... If you would have seen Finding Dory, we could have been like, that was funny when the octopus did the thing. But, like, the only other things coming out...
We wouldn't have been in a drought if we had discussed and prepared ahead of time to watch something, but we didn't. And I apologize. I'm really uncomfortable in my chair right now, and I'm trying to get in a comfortable position, and it's just not working.
Like, the way you said that, it almost sounded like we would assign ourselves something random to watch every week to discuss. Like...
Well, no, when I meant, like, one of the movies or yeah. Something.
But, not like, just, now like, I'm
random
just...
shit.
Well, now, but I'm just thinking the idea is really funny of, like, just the most random shit. Like, watching, like, I don't know, Pride and Prejudice 1 week and then, like, Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, it's just, like, the most random-ass stuff.
I want to do Ramble Time on Mrs. Doubtfire.
We'll just do a Ramble Time about the whole Pixar theory. Speaking of, I still need to watch both Inside Out and The Good Dinosaur, and they're both on demand.
I still haven't watched Good Dinosaur. I've seen Inside Out twice.
I heard that one was good. I heard Dinosaur
Inside
was okay.
Inside Out was great.
But I need to watch both of those. Like, I felt like I should have watched them before Finding Nemo, but there really isn't... Or Nemo. Dory. There is no continuity. But the only other things coming out in theaters that we might be able to talk about is the new Ghostbusters, which I'm going to see. And then yeah, Suicide Squad is all the way in August. In Suicide Squad, we're almost at the finish line. Like, the shows will be coming out in a few weeks. I think those are only two things.
I kind of want to see that Nerve movie, too.
Nerve?
Yeah, the one with Emma Roberts in it.
I have no idea who that is.
Never mind, then. Fuck you.
I don't even know what you're talking about. You just put two names together and just made a person. because I was just thinking, like, with the exception of Ratchet and Clank and TMNT, I'm pretty good on track of seeing all the movies I wanted to see this year. Her and Ratchet didn't do that well.
When you're up here, regular booger.
On point news reporting. We can be
regularly angry. Scheduled podcast. Because we ended this damn news. Show, and Nintendo of Russia or Ukraine or some other country over there.
This is the work of gypsies.
They were just like, we go make Pokemon, and released 7 Pokemon trailers accidentally, or someone found them in coding, or I don't know. I don't understand how this technology thing works, but we have them. There's 7 new Pokemon that were just leaked. They're not confirmed yet, but...
So we could be talking about something that's fake, potentially, but...
We could.
I mean, this is like, I guess you're right. Who was it? Was it a guy from CeraVe, you said? So there'd be like Pokebeach. Dress and fakes?
Pokebeach.
Oh, Pokebeach. Yeah, but like, I guess that's true because I've never really seen like in movement ones that look that like in line with what it actually looks like. So
yeah, if these are fake, these are the most hardworking, like Fakers. Detailed fakes you could possibly do. They're using attacks. They're in motion. So it's like you almost have to believe them based on just how much was put into them, even if they are fake. But everyone's saying that they're probably real, so we decided to interrupt past selves to talk about this.
With from the future, this version of me has finished an entire level of Dishonored that the other version hasn't finished. That's character development. Like, you could tell the difference in my voice. I mean, Brian's eating donuts that he hasn't even eaten yet. I mean, character development.
I took the trash out, ate cheese sticks and donuts. So I took the trash out and got a little bit fatter. So like, that's progress.
World changing, honestly.
It's the best. where do we start? Let's just start at the top of Poke Jungle. Is the first we're gonna go in the video order. Not that it matters, because you're probably not seeing this anyway.
Yeah.
Those of you that are probably either know that these are fake or official, depending on what news gets released tomorrow.
Or but, what year you're in.
That too. The first one on here is Tapu Koko, and the name, at the very least, is something that is real. In the E3 playthrough... the fuck are you doing, Hana? Get the fuck away. You piece of shit. Get... Go. Get. I don't want you here. as, like, the deity of the starter island that you're on in Alola. And so this thing looks like some sort of, like, really awesome...
Chicken kinda, warrior.
Like, Indian tribal thing. And it's really cool.
Are they, like, legendaries, or are they just kind of, like, special?
I think it's kind of going to be like a legendary trio, except 4 of them, so it's like a legendary quadro.
I don't know. We know terms.
Legendary foursome. Nailed it.
Boom. Oh, the music just happened. I just accidentally played it, and it was like... But yeah, I kind of dig him. Like, when I first saw him, I was thinking, like, he's like a chicken warrior because, like, the way the hair is looks like a rooster or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, these two little arm things look like they form, like, if you put them together, they form, like, a beak. But I do kind of dig him. Tapu Koko.
Like, I imagine they'll all have a similar design element, kind of like Azelf, Uxie, and Mesprit.
Yeah.
All kind of share a design element. The last rumor I heard is that, because there's 4 islands in Alola, and then there's the artificial island, that Magearna was going to be, like, the legendary of the artificial island, because it's a man-made Pokemon. Oh. And then these ones will be, like, the guardians of the other islands. Galaxy. So it's an interesting theory, at the very least. I don't know whether
it'll actually pan out. You can sort of see that. So I'm curious to find out about that, but I like him.
It's probably my favorite of the bunch, but next up is Cutie Fly, which is an awesome name. Come on.
It is. I mean, and he's just downright adorable.
It is. It's just a little poof with wings. I'm not sure what kind of insect or fly they're going after with this, but it's adorable.
It's obviously the bird fly. I mean, everyone knows what those are. Bird. But, like, when we first saw them, he was one of the ones that I saw, like, on Cerebi when it was just, like, a little blurry image that I was thinking, oh, they're fake, because it just looks like a little poof with eyes and, like, wings. But he is pretty adorable. Like, I'd love a plush of him, and I'm curious what it evolves into, if anything. But, yeah,
he's... badass electric bug. I'm always saying electric because it's yellow.
Yeah.
Was it using an electric attack?
I don't remember. To the video! Six plus.
No, it's using, like, fairy wind or something.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's a fairy. Fairies!
Fairy bug? So that would adorable. Work. But next is easily the best of the bunch.
Oh, my absolute favorite.
The name listed is Charjabug. And it's literally just
a box.
It's just a box with little horns. It looks like sunglasses. A bus. Everyone on Twitter was chanting bug bus, and it does. It looks like a bus. It's a green box with these little tiny horns that look like headlights, and it looks like it has shades on.
Like, that's why it's funny, because it's like the coolest box in town. That sounded nope. But, I think it's how kind of absurdly simple and dumb it is that I kind of dig it and, like, attach to it for some reason.
Yeah.
it might be, like, right now it's my thing. And obviously it evolves from Grubbin. And speaking of, is it from the video from Cutie Fly, does it look like this is a different color pattern for Grubbin?
Like, the Grubbin that's in the Cutie Fly video?
Yeah. Unless no. I'm misremembering it. Oh, okay. Don't ignore me. So, ignore yeah. The idiot. Apparently, I got dumber finishing that Dishonored level.
So it's obviously the Grubbin evolution. Like, just looking at plus Grubbin's Pokedex entry that we saw said that it really likes electricity and so Charjabug. I mean, just the name alone, you could tell that it gained the electric type.
Yeah. And it looks like he's using electric attacks in the video too.
Yeah. And speaking of electric types, the next one is Vikavolt or Vikavolt or
Vikavolt. Something
along the lines of that. I'll name it Nadia. And I would like to point out that these names might not actually be the English names. It's hard to tell what the hell's going on here. But, and supposedly this is the evolved form of Charjabug.
So it definitely takes a leap.
Are guessing, and in typical bug Pokemon fashion, it takes quite the leap when it gets to its final evolution. It looks really fucking awesome, though. I'll say that. It looks like Grubbin box
scissor face.
Grub box death machine.
I mean, there is a part of me that's disappointed it doesn't just become an even grander box that just beats things up with its mediocrity.
It just lands on people. It's just Crustle, really.
Exactly. That's actually very true. I didn't even think about that. Crustle 2, Electric Boogaloo.
And it's electric type. It works.
Boom. Nailed it on multiple levels without even realizing it.
Next up is certainly a thing.
I forgot. It's got horse teeth.
Take like a Molo...
Aloha Moa.
Aloha Moa. And, like, stretch it out a bit, beat it with an ugly stick, and get Pablo Picasso to paint it, and you get Bruckish or Brukish or something along the lines of that.
I think it's just rubbish, but they just misread it.
And
are you talking rubbish? Are you talking Bruxish? I'm sorry. Just riffing at this point.
I don't know what's going on with this thing other than it's very much hideous, but I can see it being a Pokemon.
Yeah. There's always those happy few. It is definitely a thing.
The Bruckish one actually has text.
Oh, the video?
Yeah.
Wait, let me see. Because I don't think I watched his. I was too scared. Six. Let's see.
And none of the other ones do.
Look at it.
Why is that one have text?
You beauty.
Anyway, it's really fucking scary, but there'll be a bunch of people that like it. I know that much. So.
I almost hope it evolves into something even more fabulously ugly.
Oh, you know what it looks like? It looks like Gorbis and Huntail, like, fused together.
Oh, God, it does. Like, if you were to just bash their heads in together. And, like, they're just so mad that everyone forgets that they exist. They wanted to burn themselves in your brain permanently.
It's actually a new evolution of Clamperl. You have to have it hold the ugly stick and leave it in the daycare for a month.
Just to let it know how unloved it is, and then it evolves.
Evolve into that thing. But speaking of things that aren't ugly whatso-fucking-ever, we got Togedemaru, which I make it sound more Spanish than it is. But, like, Toge is needle, like Togemon and Digimon. The De, I think, is, like, from, like, the same origin as Dedenne. And Maru is obviously circle. So it's like this round porcupine electric thing, and I want to give it the biggest fucking hug. Need a plush immediately. Adorable. I love it. It round
pops
things.
Pops out little spikes. Just kind of adorable.
Got little spikes, and it's cute, and it's happy, and aw, shucks.
And then, like, at the exact opposite spectrum of, like, young and cute, we got Drampa. The old dragon Pokemon. This is what Daenerys' dragons look like when they get older.
Oh, God.
Oh, Drogo.
It reminds me of something out of Paper Mario. It's very bright. Paper Mario's, had a lot of dragon enemies over the years. It looks like something straight out of that. It doesn't really scream Pokemon to me.
Yeah, like, I always hate to say that, but, like, even from the first image, it's very unique looking for the designs we usually get.
Yeah.
So, for lack of a better word, I guess, it's very odd. Like, maybe, like, in the future I'll look back on this and laugh at thinking this, but, like, just right now it's, I don't want to say off-putting, but just definitely stands out as kind of unusual. Like, its eyes are, like, lifeless. Let me watch the video. I only saw, like, an emotion a little bit on Twitter. Six. It's like, they zoom in on his dead eyes, and then it's like, and then
it just
all of a sudden,
sneezes.
It's like, wait for it.
It sneezes all over Donald Trump.
But I
love the name. Like, I looked at it, I was like, Drampa. And then I thought about it, I was like, oh, it looks old. It's a dragon. Grandpa. Like, that has to be where the name came from. If it's not, I'm solely disappointed. There also needs to be a pink version named Drampa.
Exactly.
There has to be. It has to be like a
Nidoqueen, Nidoking thing?
Yeah, that or the, I'm trying to blank, Jellicent's.
Oh, yeah.
Those things with the pink female one and the blue male one. Like, I know those are the same Pokemon, so it's kind of like a mix of those, but there's got to be a Drampa. You can't do Drampa without Drampa.
I think I'm going to catch one and use it and name it Tran.
Oh, I love it.
It's perfect. You just give me sage advice and wear a blue hat. I like that it has blue. It's not a team or a logo or anything.
It's fantastic. It's not a team or a logo or anything. It's just blue. What a
sage. Want to get weird? Let's get weird.
But yeah, so those are the seven Pokemon. By the time this episode goes up, we'll probably know if these are legit or not. But like I said, there's videos for each and every one of these. If they're faked videos...
You got us. You did it.
Big round of applause to whoever had the fucking time to do this.
And whoever designed the box Pokemon.
But no, these are probably more than likely official. I don't even think generating fakes like this is like something that's humanly possible. If it was just Rowlet and stuff they were attacking, I would say okay, maybe. But like when they're putting stuff like Young Goose and Grubbin and stuff, like we just got those like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So to have like fully rendered models that you could put into software to create something like this seems really unlikely, but oh well.
We'll see. Time will tell. But at least it gave us something a little bit more to talk about.
Tapu Koko OP. Anyway, I guess, is that it? You done? We good?
Yep.
All right, back to our past selves who are clearly inferior because they haven't beat that Dishonored level and they haven't ate 3 Krispy Kreme donuts, so they're just inferior life forms.
Back to them.
Back to you, shitheads.
But I guess with all that out of the way, now it's time for...
Tweet, tweet, motherfucker.
I've got a crunch of appropriate. So I've been holding that shit for like 5 minutes and my mouth is literally watering. Okay. And as soon as I'm done chewing this, we got 2 good questions this week.
I can chip better than you.
Oh, okay. You're no Chip Lynn, the greatest writer of our times. He's basically Shakespeare. Shakespeare? God damn it, man. Okay. So, from No Tongue? So I'm going to pronounce it. This is, what Power Rangers series cast would you want to have a reunion special, and how would they do it?
Anything, as long as it was written by Chip Lynn.
Seriously, I just want it full of plot holes you have to fill in yourself. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure.
I shoved so many chips in my mouth. Ow. See, the things I do for the bit.
Working in, like, the logic of, you know, the fact that we use footage, I love the SPD cast, and I would like to see them get together, and we could use footage from Decaranger Returns. But that being said, we did change around the colors a little bit, so that will be a little bit different, but I would love to see, like, where they are now in terms of rankings and, like, the universe and whatnot. I'm trying to think what else. I would honestly love, because I love RPM's cast as well, but given the fact that they're rebuilding the world, I would love to see where they're coming out with that. For a Returns movie. Like, you know, just, you know, Rose as a medical examiner, a coroner, eating the brains of all the people that die in the wasteland. You know how it is. They already did a Return show. It's called iZombie. It's just starring Rose and then Ravi. And Keely.
Her name was Summer.
Why am I calling her Rose?
That's her name.
Fucking
like
hell!
Real name.
Fucking A. I'm done. I'm going home! But anyway, it stars her and Keely, so it's also a Phil of the Future Returns movie. That actually needs to be top priority as a Phil of the Future Returns movie. What happened to Curtis?
Mystic Force would be really cool.
That would be cool too, yeah.
Honestly, any of the Disney seasons?
Yeah, for real. But like, get the same people writing it?
Like, Ninja Storm would be great. Dino Thunder would be okay. I think Dino Thunder ended okay, though.
Yeah.
Mystic Force, RPM, SPD.
Wild Force, they get the jackets back. It's just like a 5-minute special of, like, the Animarium coming down, Princess Shayla steps off and hands them their jackets, and then there's, like, an after-credit scene of of Taylor bringing Cole the jacket in prison.
What's the canon reason why Cole's in prison? Did he stab somebody too?
Yeah, like, he just took it too far. Like I said, he was like, I'm a guardian of the earth! And then he just stabbed someone. He was framed for being Decker. I mean, we could go the Order versus Crayons version and just do the Disney seasons, but like in a movie that has nothing to do with Power Rangers.
Like, it could be people like people from the Disney era are actually the villains in that movie.
Exactly. I mean, basically the concept is as if the Chuck cast got together and did a movie, all the Chuck cast, but it wasn't Chuck, and then said, this is the movie you've been waiting for.
I would not wait for that.
For real, though, where's the Chuck movie? I mean, it's been enough time now. I mean, it's not National Treasure levels, but still. But yeah, there's basically anything from the Disney era. I would like to see that. That would be Nito Burrito. I wouldn't mind an in-space one either. Like, actual, like, not even like, hey, they're on Earth, here's what happened to us, but like seeing what's going on at KO-35 and seeing that sort of space side that we haven't seen of PR in like years. Yeah. We don't really need them in PR Returns movie. Okay. Next question is from first-time commenter Chris, RR Chris, unrelated. Says, if you could have one character get their own CW Flareover show, which character would it be, and who would you cast? At first, I thought he meant like somebody that's already existing, but then he said, "Who would you cast?" Unless he's just being really mean and like wanting us to recast people. There's actually a bunch of people. Especially since I've been watching Unlimited, and there's like various characters I'd like to see get shows. Like, we talked about numerous times before, but I'd love a Green Lantern show.
Yes, please.
Whether we did Hal Jordan or John Stewart.
Stop with the teasing and just do it.
Like, I think that because they're calling the movie Green Lantern Corps, so I assume they're gonna do something different. I think that could be cool for a show too. Like, do it based on not just one person, and almost do it pseudo like the animated series, but like you could focus on different Green Lanterns. Like, you could still have like main ones you focus on, but you could bring in different ones to focus on every now and then. I think it'd be cool. Having watched or been watching like I said, Unlimited, I think The Question could make for a really interesting, like, different CW show, given how different his character is.
I still know anything about that dude, but
he doesn't even know anything about himself. It's all a conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
No, but, like, he's such, like, an interestingly different character that I think could make for a very differently formatted show and kind of weird and most meta, I guess? I don't know. Like, it's not one character, but I'm kind of disappointed that Teen Titans show never took off. It was supposed to be on, like, TNT or something like that. Yeah. Because, like, a Teen Titans show would be cool. Because, like, if they used a semi-similar roster to, like, Teen Titans or Young Justice, they could, like, open the door a little bit to, like, sort of like Supergirl opened the door to having a Superman. Like, if you had Nightwing or Robin, you could open the door up for a Batman.
Yeah, I'm hoping with Geoff Johns being in charge of, like, that entire portion of DC now, that the rules are a little bit more lax.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they already are, given the fact that they're casting someone for Superman on Supergirl.
Yeah.
And that was, like, super off-limits before. Like, when they started writing Supergirl, they weren't even allowed to say the word Superman.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, given that we have it, all these other characters to focus on, I don't really need them to be around a lot, but not having them around for certain things is cool, and not being able to say it is awkward. As much as I would honestly love a Batman show. Like, I think it would be a perfect... So many heroes I think would be perfect for an ongoing show. Like, have a Batman show that's set in the future of the Gotham universe, so you're making all this backstory count for something.
Yeah.
And, like, this isn't DC, but I would love... I think Spider-Man, I would, rather than doing this new movie, I would love... I think it would be awesome as a Netflix series. And being able to develop him over time. And then make him be the one that rather than the others coming in to be in the Avengers, have him that still would come into the movies, but have his side stories happen over Netflix. But that's not Flero. But yeah, the question, you know, I don't know if he could carry his own show, but I really liked Booster Gold in the episode he was in, because he's just like, he wants to be famous, but he's still got like a good heart to him.
There's been a lot of talk about Booster Gold and Legends because of Rip, but
that would be cool.
that hasn't really went anywhere, because apparently I don't know how things changed since like the managerial changes and stuff, but they said that Booster Gold was off limits.
That's weird. Like,
I don't know what that is now. We'll have to see what happens, but yeah, there was a lot of talk with that when Rip was in Legends and stuff, so.
That's weird. Like, because I'm not a comic expert or anything, but I mean, he's not one of the more, that I know of, more recognizable DC people. Though I would think, like, because, like, as annoying as it is, you get it that they wouldn't want to do a Batman show or something since they got the movies, but a Booster Gold thing? I don't know, that's weird.
Blue Beetle would still make a really cool show.
Oh, that would. That would be an awesome show. I think that would be perfect for a CW show. That would be neat. Honestly, just make the whole network CW. Except keep Supernatural and the Vampire Diaries. I know 100, the best show on TV.
Or just make a network.
Yeah, just a DC network, but I really like that universe they have, so there's like a bunch of people I'd like to see, and I think that's kind of the beauty of Legends, is that I think that's going to be the show that'll give us an opportunity to get a glimpse at various characters that might not get their own show, but could be really cool.
Especially with the Justice Society opening up, so.
Yeah. And, like, you could have a rotating cast, and even if it's just, like, a reoccurring or a regular or even, like, a one-off, like, I'm looking forward to that show's future because it'll give us an opportunity to see more. Like, it could even end up being like the Justice League Unlimited series where you have, like, the core original group, but then you have a bunch of rotating people that come in, which is something I really like about Unlimited, is you have the founding members, but just a bunch of episodes dedicated to people that are new or people that are new working with existing members, and I think that could be pretty cool.
So that would be really neat.
So yeah, just a bunch of all the shows.
I can't answer the who would you cast portion because I don't ever remember actors properly.
I forgot about that portion already. Can we just cast Diggle as Jon Stewart but then not mention they look like each other?
That'd be perfect.
The guy that played Rex in Torchwood would be a pretty good Jon Stewart. Can we just cast Malcolm Merlyn as Captain Jack Harkness in the Flareverse? Just randomly? I'm honestly trying to think of casting. I want to see Karen Gillan be something to interact with Rip.
Oh my god, that'd be great.
I don't know what, though, but...
Plus, then she would have been in Marvel and DC, so it's like full circle.
Yeah, it would be like full-on heretic shit. Or like Matt Smith. Let's get Matt Smith. Have Matt Smith be the question. I could see that. I could see that.
That would be pretty great. I don't know anything about the question, but just Matt Smith, so I'm game.
Let's just have Craig be something, too. Let's have Craig be Booster Gold from Doctor Who.
Let's just cast more British people.
Yeah, let's just cast everyone from Doctor Who, honestly.
They talk nice.
I really wish I could think of more fun. Like, honestly, I'm just like almost joke casting things. Like, I would just put Parks and Rec people in there. Just like, Ben is the question. There you go. Are the cones a metaphor? Yes and no. Boom, he's the question. There you go. Michael Scott is the question. I'm casting random people just as the question. Not even... I'm trying to think of a Blue Beetle? I remember in Young Justice he was Hispanic, but I don't know if this version is always Hispanic, because he was Wilfred L. in Batman the Brave and the Bold.
I think when he was Wolf for Dahl, I think he was Ted Kord, Blue Beetle, not Jamie or Amy or however you
Amy.
Say his
Amy Fawn.
Hispanic name.
Because I know there was like the earlier version too.
I don't remember.
That wasn't like this tech suit thingy. That did remind me though, bringing up Wolf for Dahl. I would love a Batman Beyond series or movie.
Oh my god.
That would be the tits. I feel like Batman Beyond would honestly be the perfect one to do as a series because it is a different version and it wouldn't maybe clash as much with people thinking or, like, you know, having nosebleeds about two different versions.
That would be so good.
It would be. I just really, like, love Batman Beyond, so. Just cast anybody as him, but have Wilfred L. dub over him like the kid from Dino Thunder. Hey, lady!
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Have Wilfred L. be Terry, and then have Feeny be Bruce Wayne.
Perfect. That would actually be hilariously amazing.
I want it.
The lesson here, Mr. McGinnis.
Oh my god, I need it.
Oh, you know what also would be cool? Now that it's reminding me of the Static Shock series would be cool.
Oh yeah, that would. I forgot he was in Young Justice.
just cast... Unfortunately, we're going to have to dig him up, but the guy that played Silverstone... Because he's dead. I'm terrible to dead people.
Oh my god, you are the worst.
What about Brandon J. McLaren as the older Static Shock? He's got the right hair. That's honestly what I'm thinking about.
He does.
I think he shaved it, though.
He can grow back.
Thanks, Obama. Obama as Static Shock. He's going to be out of a job soon.
Oh
change
god.
We can believe in. Bernie Sanders as Bruce Wayne for Batman Beyond.
Oh.
It's too much.
I'm death. Hi, Milo. Did you finally figure out that I'm eating chips?
Did you finally figure out where Otis is? I've been asking you for months! I don't think it could be its own show. I don't know. That almost sounds insulting, but, like, I don't know how it would work out as its own show, but I still want to see, like, Red Arrow, Roy Harper running his own show. Like, not, like, a TV show. Like, just his life. I don't know. I kind of want him just back in the series.
He's supposed to be back in season 5, not, like, full-on regular, but he's supposed to be in multiple episodes.
That would be nice.
They just cast, like, some chick to be, like, a reporter from Coast City. And sort of, like, more Green Lantern nods. I'm like, God damn it!
I want Laurel back.
I cast a couple other people too, except I can't remember their significance, so.
No, neither do I. There's like one of them that's gonna be like, I don't know if he's the big bad or like one of the big bads, but he's definitely a villain. I remember him casting that. I just really hope Arrow's better this year.
I feel like it has to be, otherwise, they might cancel it. Or just end it. I don't know if they'll really cancel it, but.
I mean, I think it's still doing okay ratings-wise, it's just not very well reception-wise.
Oh, well. Jolly good.
Chips. Jolly good. Chips. And dip.
Chips all around.
But, yep. So that was it for TTMF this week. Keep sending in those questions and those O's. Because we need questions so we can answer them, and thank you to those that sent them in. Especially this first commenter, Chris. He looks classy.
Thank you, mate.
He looks like he knows a thing or two about some digital creatures, but that's just a vibe I'm getting. Sometimes I just have vibes about people. But now it's time for...
Final thingies, MP3.
Final things.
And three. It's almost a disease now, and I kind of want to cry every time I say it. Yeah, all that stuff I just said just now. That was another short one. I feel like we've only been here 5 minutes.
It's longer than last week.
The new, skinnier RRR. This is like when they came out with the iPod Nano, but for us. Oh, fuck, we're going to get canceled just like the iPod Nano. Do they still make them?
No.
Damn it! No, we're not
they,
the
they
iPod.
Barely even, they barely even make iPods anymore.
Yeah, because it's just an iPhone.
I also like how you're talking about like the new skinnier RR, and I'm sitting here eating chips.
Both of us are eating
chips. Both of us are sitting here eating greasy chips.
The new skinnier RR. The secret to losing weight is potato chips. Everyone knows that.
That's just true. They're really good, though.
They are. I have been munching on them. And I have, like, too many different chips here.